Alright, it's recording.
Yeah. So I don't know where we stopped.
Well, I don't know. Can you... I'd like to hear what your, what kind of business training you want to do, and what problems you see that you can address with business training.
Yeah, I think quite a number of our clients, in fact, lack business skills, because if you see the way they run businesses,
right.
Sometimes it's questionable. You ask yourself, like, I mean, this client is running at a loss, but then she doesn't realize because she's old.
Right.
Sometimes she can't even count.
Would you mind just repeating the story about that lady? Because I thought that was interesting and we're recording now.
Okay. While I'm talking, then we can just turn to your right.
Where?
Your phone.
Let's do this turn first.
Yeah.
Right here?
Yeah, just right here.
Okay. And how far are we going to go here?
I think for less than 45 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah. But it depends on how fast you drive.
Okay.
Yeah, and then just straight.
Straight for about 45 minutes?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, plus or minus 45 minutes, I think.
Okay.
Like it. Yeah. So, yeah, it's all about the clients, the old clients. It's just that I was there just to observe, like, the piggy bank pilot, the one that I was telling about.
Yeah.
Like, the money box, the one that we gave you to each and every client.
Yep.
Because we're just observing the center meeting. So, like, it was sort of an informal chat. Something just caught your attention.
Right.
Because, I mean, clients were just sitting, discussing about their business, and they started asking the client, because she had, like, a store with them. Said, how much did you buy the stuff? She said, for 200 rand. Four for 200 rand. It's like, okay, so how much do you resell? 50 rand each. And my case was like, oh, Jesus Christ. I started counting, like, I mean, you're not getting anything. Spend a lot of money on transport. How are you surviving? It's like, no, I receive social grants, so in case my business doesn't do well or people don't pay in time, that's how I repay the loan. But in a case, I think she can still manage because she has like a social grant, but the business is still existing. It just doesn't, she doesn't just generate profit. I mean, she gets 200 rand every month. She spends 200 rand every month. So that's where I see, like,
what is the social grant? Is that the government pension?
Yeah, the government pension that given to ladies who are above 80.
Okay.
Yeah.
How much is that?
I think it's 1,000 now. If it's not 1,000, I think it might be 1,010 rand.
A month, a year?
No, every month.
Okay.
Yeah, they receive it every month. So it's quite interesting. But then that's where I ask like other clients in that center just to give her like business advices.
Right.
Because I think she's been in business for 5 years. So in a case, she doesn't see like, I mean, failure in a business. All she does is she just buys stocks and resell, but then she doesn't like check how much she's generating from that business. So that's why I ask my clients to help her, like to guide her on how to run a business so she can be successful one day. But then it was quite interesting how they discussed, but the clients wasn't like interested to hear what the clients are saying. Because normally they help each other, but then you can't just take advice, like, you know, because it was just sort of an informal chat.
Right.
So she can take it seriously.
Right.
So I think in my case for now, that's where I'll start monitoring. While busy with the piggy bank pilot, I'll just check that client to see if she did implement what she got from like those advices. She's taking them seriously.
So what sort of business training do you want to do?
I think first of all, I think budgeting, I think is quite important. Clients should learn how to budget because it's not about the business and the reselling and stuff, but then they have a family to support. Some are breadwinners, they have like plus or minus 5 children. I think some, they need to know how to budget their finances, in fact, you know, this is the amount of money that goes for business and this amount of money for my household. Because some even have debtors, but then they don't like even record. But even though they know, because we're always encouraging our clients to budget better, we always encourage them to have like a debtors book where they record all the debtors they have, because it's part of our business evaluation. When you do business evaluation, you want to ask the clients, how much debtors do you have? How much buy stock? And cost for each item. So we are more concerned about like the client's business progress. That's the reason why we do like business evaluation before a client applies for the next loan, so that we can figure out how much a client really qualifies for.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're going to teach clients how to budget, and that means
if not us in a case, because in a case I might not say like we have, like we are more equipped with more like business skills. I think it needs like an institution responsible for the business training, just to conduct like a successful business training to our clients. Even though we have like a number of clients, like a number of branches, we have like over like 63,000 clients.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it should be quite good like to have like a business. Not all clients lack business skills. They've been in business for quite some time. Some say we have like a lot of successful clients.
Right.
But they're like those old ladies. I mean, I think they do really need assistance as someone grow old, like, you know, they might, some might need like a refresher training in businesses.
So they need to learn how to budget. And that means keeping track of their debtors?
Yeah, the inflows of funds, and then also the money that they receive.
Okay.
Yeah. To see how much they're generating in the business. I mean, there's no point in doing business if they're not making profit.
Right.
So they should be able to figure out whether they're running at a loss or they're making success.
Right.
Yeah, I think that's quite important.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Anything else in the business training?
No, I think we have like, I wish I had like a proposal. We have something on the pipeline, but then we're just waiting for funding. That's where we can, there's this thing, Freedom from Hunger.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I think they have like, we can provide like a business skills and stuff. And for now, they might be helping us with getting like funding and stuff. And then those are the ones, like those are the institutions that we consider in doing like business trainings. But then we can still look for our local institution. Maybe we can just like, to say, if not for free, but then it depends. Yeah. Like I suggested, this, I mean budgeting, or like just like financial management in general. Because I think budgeting are more like being specific. I think it's good like to be more specific. But I think budgeting is, I mean, is the one that I recommend first. And then the other one would be just like the social, you know, those social topics. Like HIV and AIDS, cholera, these are some of the things that we can touch on.
Right.
Because they, I mean, like, okay, let me see if you can, I think, do you mind if you slow down a bit? I think you have to check. Yeah, just jump to your left.
Okay.
Yeah, to the left. I always forget what I was talking about. Maybe I talk too much.
Well, we're talking about your plans for business training. So
yeah, like I was just like also. Even though we have like, because when you look at like the center meeting agenda, we have like a part where clients discuss about their social life, even their business skills. That's where, like I said, we are trying to improve. Because we don't only give loads, but we make sure that our clients are successful in all the faculties, business-wise and social-wise. That's where the Sisters for Life, we have Sisters for Life, even though for now they're just operationalizing. They still have to consider like other branches because they are not in all branches. But I think maybe by 2012, it'll be all over stuff. So, I mean, in social,
Image program, right?
Yeah, that's the image program.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I think it's quite interesting how like the center meeting agenda, because they have to attend like center meeting on fortnight basis. That's where like they repay, they advise each other on business skills and like on how to run business. Like I said, I feel like in some of the centers they still need to improve much better, because maybe in the business skills item, they don't dwell much in some of the important aspects that one should take into consideration.
Right.
Because that client should have realized that I'm making a loss through the business skills that they get during the center meeting.
Yeah.
So it means that that needs to be improved or maybe monitored by the development facilitators. Yeah. Even though they are more equipped enough, I mean, they are empowered though. I mean, they sometimes help the client because their job is to facilitate, but then they are always guiding clients on how to run a successful business. So I think issues of HIV, AIDS, like cholera, these are some of the alarming issues that need to be taken into consideration.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because they never really get a chance, like, because there was the apartheid era and all the stuff. So they never got a chance, like, to get, like, just basic education. even though the government introduced like the basic education problem, but then their kids, like, you know, if you're not used to something, then it's not easy, like, to change.
So they get basic education through the government?
Yeah, we have, like, ABET, sort of a basic education for the adults.
Okay.
Yeah.
But so why doesn't that work?
No, not for SEF, but okay. Then for the whole nation.
Right.
Yeah.
So why does SEF need to do another education if the whole nation gets one?
No, because in the center meeting, we always encourage, like, solidarity.
Uh-huh.
I mean, they're one, like, one big baby, which means it's easy to get, like, advice from a friend than a stranger.
Yeah.
So if they're in the center, that's where they discuss, like, the financial transactions. And then in the fortnight basis, that's where they discuss, like, the dwell much on the business skills, the social side, you know. I think it's much better if, like, you are in the group, like, in the society. You always learn from one another. Unlike having to move from the center and then go somewhere. Because now we are talking about the old ladies. So it's not some hardly work, but then they still manage to get to the center meeting because, I mean, during the business training, I think it's quite simple. Because we always, during the group formation, in fact, clients should stay close to one another. Like, it shouldn't be like a long distance between the clients within a group. Because in a group we have 5 clients, so they should at least place to each other so that they can monitor their, I mean, themselves.
So is your business training try to get clients to talk to each other?
No, I think the business training will be more like helping clients to run a successful business.
Uh-huh.
Not like running at a loss. To make them realize that in business, these are some of the important aspects that you should consider.
And who's going to run the business? Who's going to teach in the business training?
I think we need an institution.
Okay.
Like that has, like, that provide business training.
I see.
Yeah, because there are a number of topics that they can cover. I know budgeting would be there, even though we can, like, recommend some of the topics, but then during the business training, it's then that they can figure out what kind of training that clients needs. Because we had, like we usually have, like, interviews with clients. That's where we get, like, clients' idea. What is it that you need? Business training. And then business training, like, is more like an umbrella. So being specific, like budgeting, more on social side. That's a number of things that they, I mean, this is one of the things that they raised.
So you want to get an institution that does business training and they would want to come to the center meetings?
Yeah, we have a proposal at the moment. Okay. In a pipeline. All we need is sort of funding. So once we get funding and then the pilot will run for a certain period.
Right.
Yeah. And if you don't mind, I can give you like a proposal like
sure.
Later on.
Sure, I'll
just see like, yeah.
I think we're funding part of that.
Wow.
But I don't know how much. So, So how are you going to figure out if the business training is working? You know, I've gotten a pretty good sense of how you see whether the normal loan program is going well.
Yeah.
You know, you look at repayment rates, you look at dropout rates.
Yeah.
What are you going to look at to see how business training is going?
Yeah, like you said, like the if something is not measurable, then it's hard to tell. Like you mentioned,
yeah.
Like the impact, like for you in your side, it's not easy to tell if clients are making progress, like
right.
Sort of an impact in general. So with the business training, I feel like if the dropout rate is high, and then maybe the retention maybe is high. Of some sort, like if you see the change in the figures,
the change in retention.
After we've implemented something,
I mean
that tells us something,
right?
It's then that you can maybe at least interview clients to see the change within a certain period.
Okay.
Because once you interview the clients, and then it's easy to tell there have been a shift from point A to point B. The clients will be able to tell that through business training that was provided myself. This is how I managed to figure out, like maybe. Diversify my business. So I think through interviews, checking the figures, the change in the figures, and then we can able to tell that, I mean, there's a positive impact on like business. I think we have like Kuni, she's the one like consent, like she's the one who came up with the proposal together with the Bright team,
uh-huh.
The research and development team. so she can brief you like the overall, how the overall project will be, including the monitoring.
So what do you do for Pride?
In my case, I'm a research and development assistant.
Right.
Yes.
So what does that mean? What do you do?
I help designing like the pilot project.
Okay. The pilot business training? Any
I do like qualitative and quantitative analysis.
Okay.
For the projects that we are running.
Okay.
I also like go out in the field, like we are more concerned with the impact. That's why I like go out in the field, interview clients.
Okay. Turning on a little AC.
Pardon?
I'm turning on a little air conditioning.
Oh.
Is it coming out?
Yeah, I think it's coming out. It's fine.
Let me know if you want more.
No, I think it's fine.
Okay.
Yeah, as we drive there.
Alright, so keep going.
We're pretty close.
You work on, we're pretty close?
Yeah, we're pretty close. So just
keep going straight though.
Yeah, just keep going straight.
Okay.
Yeah, there's no team. Okay, team.
So you work on pilots. What pilots have you worked on?
The recent pilot is, we have, so far we have like one village, one day. Sort of it's a one day, one village policy, wherein a TF right. or a development facilitator, because each development facilitator has like an area. I don't know if you read about like how SAFE operates.
Yeah, I know.
Development facilitator that facilitates the meeting. So that development facilitator is supposed to stay in one village in one day, which means it's, the TF is not allowed to move from one village to another without informing the PM. There are cases or sort of like cases where a TF can move. So, but we allow a TF to stay in one village in one day. The reason why we are doing that, we want the TF to spend more time with clients because to avoid shortcuts. Because once you, once the TF spend more time with clients, you can able to assess like the client's businesses. To see how they are going, where they need advice, you advise. See, these are some of the things like to conduct like the LUC, loan utilization check, loan supervision visit, to see how the loan is not a burden to a client, but the client will be able to repay at the same time, make success in the business. That's why like I'm more concerned with the business training. That's where like, you know. So with this policy, I'm involved now with the monitoring. So we also ran, they're like sort of a simple project, like the one for loan increase policy, wherein we check during a certain period, did the clients manage to increase the loan, and then we check the difference between two loans. If it's too much, and then it might mean maybe there's a problem. Because we don't want, like, we have to monitor clients on a daily basis. We give a smaller loan if a client manages, considering our criteria, then that we can give, we can increase the loan by a certain percentage, considering on the client's progress. So as the client progress, we don't want, like, a big shift between two loan cycles. I think that would be sort of a burden to the clients, because the clients will learn to adjust. Yeah, once a client adjusts, and then that we can give. I mean, we can increase the loan by a certain percentage, even though we have like a criteria, like I was telling you, the business evaluation. That's the most crucial stage where like you assess the client's business. You can tell how much the client's like qualifies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Should I try to pass this guy?
Pardon?
Should I try to pass this guy?
Yeah, but then after I step here, yes.
Yeah. I'm gonna wait till
wait
till we're up there and I can see. What is this?
These are firewoods. That's the thing that we use for cooking.
Oh.
Yeah. Firewoods. Whenever you go out to the camp, these are some of the things that you consider. I don't know if maybe they're a bit different, but then these are the things that we use for cooking. So, because most especially in the deep rural areas, they don't use, even though they do have like electricity, but not all of them, but the government is trying by all means to provide like everyone with electricity, but they still rely on firewoods because you don't spend, you get it for free. Just go to the bush and chop, then let it dry.
Right.
Yeah, then it's fine.
So, who is that guy selling firewood to?
Pardon?
Is that guy coming to sell firewood?
No, it's in two cases in 40. either I want to sell it, because like there are a number of people that are old enough, they can't like be able to go out to the facility. So, but then because they rely on firewoods, they either buy. So, but he might not be selling, he might be taking it to his or his own household. I'm from a rural area as well. I mean, my mom has a stove, but then she doesn't use it anymore, more often. She only relies on firewood.
Why doesn't she use her stove?
Pardon?
Why doesn't she use the stove?
I mean, she finds like firewood, because if, whenever you use firewood, you don't spend, you get it for free.
I see.
So you don't have to buy electricity.
You don't have to pay. I see.
Yeah. So she's, it's a way of saving. Maybe because she grew up using firewoods.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why, like, she's used to it.
Where did you grow up?
In, I'm in my case, I'm in Limpopo.
Okay.
Yeah. See, I'm like in Giani. I don't know if maybe in the map you've seen like Giani, but that's where I come from.
And when did you leave there?
I think now I'm 25 years old.
Wait, how many years ago?
25 years. 25 years, because now I'm 25. I mean, I grew up in that road. I was born and bred in that road.
So you only left like last year?
Yeah, I only left like last year. But even though I go home like every weekend.
Okay.
So I can't just say I'm staying in Zani full time. Right. Because I go home every weekend.
Well, when did you start staying in Zani?
I was an intern for 6 months. I think 2008.
Okay.
But even though I was an intern for 6 months, that's where I get like a permanent contract. 2009 January.
Right.
Yeah. This year January, I was granted like a permanent post.
Are you a grade 12 graduate?
No, I went to university. I did like honors in development studies.
Okay.
Yeah, that's where I dwell like in most like rural development projects. That's where I developed like an interest.
Which university did you go to?
University of Limpopo. It's just here in Limpopo.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, did you go to, you went to school in a rural area for 12th grade?
Yeah. Okay. To the 12th grade, and then from there I went to university for 3 years for a junior degree. That's where, yeah, sorry, we have to turn to the left. That's where I developed an interest. I was like, no, I think there's a need to do, yeah, just here.
Okay.
Yeah. That's why I said, no, there's a need to do honors, because in honors you are more focused on like research, you know, just to organize myself for it.
Now what are we doing?
No, we just drive and then we turn from the first.
So, can I turn there?
Yeah, on the right, the first one. Yeah, so. There's a challenge with transport, this side. Every time I can't decide, it takes me like, I mean, from 8 o'clock, I might arrive like at around 11 or 12 o'clock.
Huh.
It's not easy to get transport this side.
Well.
So I always arrive a day before.
Wait, but it's only taking us about an hour. How do you get here?
You have to go to Deversloof. We're past Deversloof. Because anyway, we're using a taxi.
Right.
Not a car. Yeah, because for a taxi to move from point A to point B, you have to be filled up. You have to wait for a taxi to fill up. Then you move to another town. Not necessarily town, but then a section.
So is the taxi like a big vehicle with a lot of people in it?
Yeah, because it carries like 15 or 16 passengers.
Okay.
Yeah, we have like a big one, like we call it a bus, I think you know.
Yeah, I think we call it a bus. Yeah.
Sort of a minibus. And that carries like 15 to 16 passengers. I think we'll be turning from
right?
Eastern of Yang from the left. I usually visit clients' houses, so I know where they're staying.
Yeah.
So once you get one, then it will be easy. She will just show us like where other households.
How much do you go out in the field?
Normally on Mondays I'm always in the office, but Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, like I always go out to the field. But not to say, it depends on the project that we're running.
Right.
Like for now, one day, one village.
Uh-huh.
policy. We are doing the monitoring, so I'll be out in the field for like up until March. Yeah, up until March. But for now, it's just office work up until like Thursday.
And what do you do out in the field?
Out in the field. For now, we're just like observing how the pilot is running.
I see.
Whether the development facilitators are able to run like a center meeting within a certain criteria that has been set on that policy. As you say, the center meeting should run 1 hour, 30 minutes. Are they managing? And then if at the end, then that we can like check if clients, which DFs are not managing, which DFs are managing. Are the DFs which number of areas or number of ranges or number of centers? Or are the DFs with few villages? That's where you can compare like the DF's profile versus the new police. So I'm always out in the field because we have like monitors, we have like QA department and training department, quality assurance department and training department. They are out in the field monitoring the development facilitators. So if they are monitoring, so as a research and development assistant, in my case, I'm monitoring both the QA and the DF. I'm more concerned with the why question.
Right.
Because
the what question?
We have like a checklist.
Okay.
To see if like the DF is struggling west.
Oh boy.
Oh, maybe
this way. Left?
No. We have to like maybe curve a little bit.
Yeah, I think I should go around to the right.
Yeah,
that looks
to
like
the right.
Quite a
no, it's fine. Because in rural area like we don't follow like the procedure.
Yeah, it seems like that would be bad for the car to follow
the procedure. Oh. The roads. Like as a research and development assistant, I'm monitoring both the quality assurance or the training department together with the DF. If the quality assurance picks up something on the checklist to see maybe on a certain... I think he stopped for you to pass. I think we had like a bike or something.
A what?
A truck. You call it a truck that side.
Yeah.
Yeah. In a case, we call it a bike.
A buggy.
Yeah. Just like that one.
I see.
Yeah. You can survive in the field.
Well, this is going to be quite a... Oh, gosh. How far do we have to go? Is this walkable?
Only if you can manage to park the car somewhere we can walk.
Well, I think I can get to the bottom, but I just... I think this is going to keep being like this, and it's gonna not be going to the car.
Maybe when we come back, we can change the road. We can ask the client
which
road is much better.
Yeah, I'm not sure I want to call it this.
It's a complete disaster.
Yeah. So, maybe I can park. Can I park around here?
Because of traffic or something. But then from now, I think it's easy. We can park somewhere. Maybe we can go to the south. We can change like the road.
Okay.
Hey, this one is not good.
What's not good?
No, I mean this road.
Oh, yeah.
It's not good. Because in my case, I'm a pedestrian, so I don't know which road like
is
better and stuff. So I just walk.
So where should I park?
For now, maybe let's just turn to the right. We can head that side under that tree. The client's house, and then we can change thereafter. We can go to the other direction together with the client.
Oh, we made it down. Oh, should be able to
that was bad. At least you made it.
Yeah.
I was worried. It doesn't get you under this tree. Maybe it's not real.
Get better. Still left here.
Yeah. It's the client's house.
You think this will be okay?
Yeah, this will be okay. She won't mind.
Okay. Do I need to pull out so I'm not blocking the entryway?
No, because we'll be leaving anytime soon. Because we're just interviewing the clients from them. We'll see another client.
Okay.
Yeah. So before we go, how many clients do you want to see?
Let me stop this for a second.